Hi there. Welcome to Histories, the podcast where I dive into some of the most fascinating, mysterious, and downright strange moments that have shaped our world. I'm Angelo, your resident history enthusiast and storytelling aficionado, and today we're going to go back in time when the fate of revolution rested not only on open battlefields, but in dark alleys, whispered secrets, and coded messages. Yep, we're talking about spies. Specifically, a secretive and often overlooked group known as the Culper Ring. Now, I know what you're thinking. Spies? Isn't that more like a Cold War thing? Well, actually, espionage has been around since long before that. And believe it or not, George Washington himself relied heavily on a network of spies to outwit the British during the American Revolution. So, if you're ready to dive into a world of secret messages, invisible ink, and the courage of ordinary people working in extraordinary circumstances, then stay with me. This is the story of the Culper Spy Ring. All right, picture this. It's 1778, the American Revolution is in full swing, and Washington's Continental Army is struggling. Not only against a well-equipped British force, the greatest army in the world at the time, but also against a lack of resources and reliable information. And for the rebels, gathering intelligence was critical. See, the British had taken over New York City, a major hub in military operations, and keeping track of their troop movements, plans, and resources could make all the difference for Washington's strategies. But here's the thing. Washington needed eyes and ears inside the British stronghold. He needed a spy ring, something organized and dependable. Enter Major Benjamin Talmadge, a young officer with a knack for thinking outside the box. In November of 1778, Washington asked Talmadge with setting up a network that could operate behind enemy lines. This wasn't just any assignment. Talmadge had to recruit people he could absolutely trust to go into enemy territory, gather information, and somehow get all that intel back safely to the Continental Army without being discovered. And here's where the story gets interesting, because the people that Talmadge brought into this operation, they weren't soldiers, they weren't professional spies. No, they were regular folk. Farmers, shopkeepers, tavern owners. One of the first people that he recruited was his childhood friend, Abraham Woodhull, a farmer from Talmadge's hometown in Setauket, Long Island. Woodhull, codenamed Samuel Culper, would become the backbone of the Culper Ring, which takes its name from his alias. Now, Woodhull wasn't a natural-born spy. In fact, he was a pretty reserved guy, and I mean, the idea of sneaking around gathering information didn't sit well with him at first. But he had some personal reasons for getting involved. His cousin, an officer in the Continental Army, had died while in British captivity, and that loss drove him to join the cause. So, armed with nothing but his resolve, Woodhull started traveling to British-occupied New York City, gathering intelligence and reporting back to Washington with anything he could. But how exactly do you send secret information across enemy lines? This is where things get creative and wild. See, they used invisible ink, coded letters, and even laundry signals. Yes, you heard me right, laundry signals. Anna Strong, a Setauket resident, used her clothesline to send signals to a man named Caleb Brewster, a whaleboat captain and another member of the ring, basically telling him safe pickup spots for messages. She'd hang a black petticoat if Brewster was in town, along with a certain number of white handkerchiefs indicating which cove he was waiting in. And this simple but brilliant system kept the British none the wiser and allowed them to exchange information at will. Meanwhile, Woodhull realized he needed help from inside New York City as well. Enter a man named Robert Townsend, codenamed Culper Jr. Townsend was a shop owner who moved in circles where he could overhear military officers talking. He even disguised himself as a pro-British newspaper, which gave him the perfect cover to ask questions and gather information without drawing suspicion. Now, the Culper Ring's messages were filled with military details. They had troop numbers, supply lines, even British morale as it stood. Washington used this intel to make strategic moves that confounded British commanders time and time again. But just because they were effective didn't mean that they were safe. I mean, spies at this time were treated with brutal suspicion, and if the British had discovered Townsend, Woodhull, or Brewster, any one of them, it could have meant certain death. In fact, like on one occasion, Woodhull barely escaped capture when a British loyalist informed the authorities that he was up to something. Woodhull's father was even beaten up in an attempt to force a confession out of him. Thankfully, he didn't break, but the stakes were higher than ever. The Culper Ring pressed on, delivering some of the most important intelligence of the war. Perhaps their most notable success was uncovering a plot to destroy the French fleet. The British were planning on ambushing the newly arrived French troops, which were a critical ally to the American cause. And thanks to Townsend's quick thinking and his careful reporting, Washington was able to move his troops in a way that forced the British to abandon their plans, which saved the French fleet and preserved the alliance that would eventually help win the war. But the Culper Ring didn't just expose British strategies. They also helped reveal a shocking betrayal within Washington's own ranks, the treason of Benedict Arnold. One of the Ring's informants reported suspicious activities involving Arnold, who had been conspiring to hand over the fort at West Point to the British. Washington, who was alerted with this intelligence, managed to stop the plan, captured Arnold's co-conspirator, Major John Andre, and stopped what could have been a devastating loss to the Revolution. Now, what makes the story of the Culper Ring even more fascinating is how much we didn't know about them until recent history. The identities of the Ring's members remained hidden for over a century, and it wasn't even until the 1930s that historians uncovered Townsend's letters, finally piecing together the full extent of the Ring's activities. Even Washington himself didn't know the names of all his spies. He only knew them by their code numbers. By the way, Washington's own code number was 711. So, today, historians debate the true extent of the Culper Ring's impact. Like, did they really have a course? Like, did they really alter the course of the war? And I mean, it's hard to quantify. There's no denying that their intelligence gave Washington critical edge, allowing him to like make some very important decisions that could have otherwise been impossible. Some modern scholars are even arguing that the Culper Ring was one of the most sophisticated spy networks of its time, pioneering methods like dead drops, coded messages, and invisible ink. All of these would become standard in espionage centuries later. So, what does the legacy of the Culper Ring teach us? Well, for one, it's a reminder that sometimes the biggest impacts come from the quietest corners. They weren't famous generals or battlefield heroes. No, they were simple farmers, shopkeepers, everyday folk who risked everything they had in secret to support a cause that they believed in. They operated in the shadows, but their work in those shadows helped shape a nation. And there you have it, the story of the Culper Ring, a group of unlikely heroes who pulled off some of the boldest espionage operations in American history. So the next time you hear about spies and secret agents, remember it didn't start with James Bond. It started with a few daring patriots who believed that freedom was worth any risk, even if it meant living in constant fear. So I hope you enjoyed this dive into one of history's best kept secrets. I'm Angelo, this has been Histories, and until next time, stay curious, keep questioning, and maybe think twice next time you see a clothesline full of handkerchiefs. You never know what secrets might be hiding in plain sight. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you later.